Let's go, let's go, let's go. Tempo in and out of the huddle. I want to go odd. 5-51 mirror.
This is Patriots Playbook.
Go stack guts combat. Odd. 51 mirror.
Patriots Playbook. Breaking down last Sunday's game.
They're looking for man coverage in the zone. They didn't have anybody to throw to. Just stay outside on the 7 route.
Next Sunday's game.
Be ready for the grapes check, too, okay? Because we'll get the punch on third and short. Even 51 grapes. Even 51 grapes.
And the rest of the NFL season.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it in there because the backers are going to fast read over the top.
And some of the fun stuff in between. Now, here's John Rook on Patriots Playbook.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
Today would be classified as the fun stuff in between. Because today, this being a bye week, today is the one day that I know some of us look forward to all season long. I don't know if Big East
looks
forward
me.
To it. Yeah,
right.
Well, I don't know if you look forward to
it. I do.
All right, well, that's fine. Today's game show Thursday. Woohoo! Welcome inside Patriots Playbook on Patriots.com Radio. It is our bye week. Today is the day where you can have some fun and you can win some fantastic Patriots prizes.
Tell them what they've won, Johnny.
Tell them what they've won, Don Pardo. Today, we need your participation in the program. So if we're going to play what we like to do is basically a radio version of the Match Game television show that you saw back perhaps in the 70s and the 80s. And if you watch Game Show Network, you've seen Gene Rayburn and even some of the more modern versions, but a hilarious show. Got this idea several years ago from an old friend of mine who still does a lot of ESPN radio work, Bob Valvano. And, I asked him if I could steal it because I thought it was hilarious. And so we did this, you know, on, we did this show on the old Score. You remember in Providence?
Yeah. Yep.
We did that.
Yep.
And then we've done it from time to time on ESPN when I was doing ESPN. And we brought it to Patriots Playbook probably about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe. I think, you know, when we started doing, when you started working with me on this show. And when we decided we needed something to liven things up during the bye week more than anything else because there's no game for us to talk about this week.
Right.
Right? And
right.
It's a shortened week anyway because we only had a show yesterday and today. So today is the day where we're going to have a little fun, and we need some participation. So if you feel like you would like to be in the running for a Patriots yearbook, and by the way, hold it up so everybody can see it.
Yep, let's hold it up. Show it around. Yep, to our studio audience.
It's a very thick 2012 Patriots Media Guide, and it is the hardcover book, the one
spiral bound,
very nicely done. We're going to give that away today. We're also going to give away to a lucky listener and or winner a free year subscription to PFW, Patriots Football Weekly Magazine, of which Mr. Scalavino, of course, is a writer. So that's what we've got. What we need you to do, though, is to participate. Now, if you've ever seen the Match Game or ever watched it or listened to it or had fun with it, it's a very simple game. I'll ask a question, and it's going to be up to you to fill in the blank. Now, some of them are leading questions. Some of them will be comical. Some of them will be probably stupid. But they will all have to do with football and or the Patriots.
The answers necessarily won't, though.
The answers necessarily won't. But if we need to have caller versus caller on this one. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is light up the phones. The Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Again, the telephone number is 508-298-0398 if you would like to play on Game Show Thursday. And what we'll do is we'll pit you against another caller, and then once we get a couple of callers in, we'll lock you in, and after we finish the first match, which will be best 2 out of 3, then we'll set you aside, and our first winner will have won a prize. And then if we get a chance to get a couple of winners in, what we'll do is we'll pit the two winners off for the free subscription.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Yep.
Does that work?
Sure.
All right. So our panelists today, and these are the guys that you have to match your answers to. All right, we have the very lovely.
Erudite.
We have the erudite.
Yeah.
That's not okay. That would be satisfactory. The very erudite, Mr. Eric Scalavino, as one of our panelists. There is no crowd noise. What happened to the studio audience? There we go. That will help.
Ooh.
Okay. We also have the very. All right, help me with an adjective here.
Enthusiastic.
Enthusiastically rotund Matt LePan.
Oh, come on now.
I like it.
Well, but it's, you know, but we like Matt. Matt's a good guy.
Of course he is.
I can be rotund, don't worry.
We have fun at Matt's expense, but that's okay. That we have to do that in this business. So, Mr. LePan is also with us as a panelist, and the one and only
Kevin Collins.
Yes, he is a LePanelist. Ooh, very good. And the one and only Kevin Collins on the other side of the glass.
Have a seat. Offer insight.
Yes, offer insight and his wit and his wisdom as a game show participant today. So your goal is, I will ask the question. I am your genial host, John Gene Rayburn Rook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I will do is I will ask the questions.
Going around kissing all the ladies in the crowd?
That's like, Richard Dawson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was Family Feud,
yeah,
Richard Dawson, right? By the way, what was your favorite game show to watch when you were home sick as a kid from school?
Oh, that's it. I liked Price is Right. I liked Family Feud. A lot. Joker's Wild.
Joker's Wild is
which was
a
night.
One.
Yeah. Well, that was at night.
Yeah.
You know, that was more at night.
The daytime stuff that really appealed to me clearly was Match Game. That was my all-time favorite. And Jeopardy. The old Jeopardy with Art Fleming.
No,
see,
I only
host.
Saw the nighttime version with Alex Trebek.
There. Thank you. That's the old Jeopardy theme song.
Oh, sorry. I liked the newer version with Alex.
Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Alex, I know it all.
Yeah, that's
even
correct.
If I don't know it all, I know it all,
what
Trebek.
What about Whammy?
Which who?
What about, what?
Oh, the Whammies? Yeah, that would be,
why can't I think of the name?
What's the name of the show with the Whammies in it?
Stumped him.
God. See, now, Matt.
Bringing the show to a grinding halt.
I know. We're bringing it to an absolute grinding halt because I you're absolutely right about that. And I can see it, and I see the show, and whammy, whammy, no whammy. Stop. What's the name of the show? Was that
your
favorite?
Luck?
Thank you.
Pressure luck.
Pressure Luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Was that your favorite, Matt?
That's in the top three, along with Price is Right and The Feud.
Okay.
Big fan of The Feud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so Eric Scalavino, Patriots Football Weekly, Matt LePan, Patriots.com, Kevin Collins, Patriots.com Radio. They're our panelists.
Playing the role of Vanna White back there.
All right. While we, let's see, how are we doing on, we got the phone lines ready to roll, don't we?
Do we?
Pretty much, yeah, I think so.
Bring it on.
All right, we're ready to go. Our first two contestants are ready to go. Before we jump into the show, however, I do want to take care of a little business today because practice is going on behind us.
Yep.
Out on the adjacent practice
active
fields.
Active day, John.
An active day today, and we had some roster moves to talk about, Biggie.
Yes. If you missed it the other day, they have released veteran Bobby Carpenter, linebacker.
Right.
This is kind of old news for some of you, but just bear with me. They've replaced him with Mike Rivera, who was with the teams most of the last calendar year. He's also taken the 59 back from Carpenter and has his locker now, which is a little awkward, don't you think?
Yeah,
but
just a little.
He's gone. Sterling Moore, little bit of a surprise that they got rid of him too. And Alex Silvestro from the practice squad let go. Those three moves this week. They also added Derek Martin, defensive back, who was with the team during the summer, during camp. Not all that memorable a stint here, but he has a little bit of experience, so he's back. And what other move did they make? They made another move, didn't they? How many was that? They got rid of Carpenter. They added Martin and Rivera. They cut Silvestro. They did add a player today.
Sterling Moore.
And Sterling Moore, right. They did add a player to the practice squad, but we don't know who it is yet. It hasn't been announced.
Gotcha.
He's wearing number 16. And they have called up, well, they called up for the game, Malcolm Williams.
Okay.
So he's now
right.
on the 53.
The
back
Malcolm
roster.
Williams, right.
Right.
Okay.
Now, back at practice today, we had three guys missing. Kyle Arrington, who hurt his head against the Rams very early on and was never seen after that. But he was in the locker room today. Brandon Bolden, who was also seen in the locker room, hasn't practiced for a while, hasn't played in a while. And Aaron Hernandez, still taking advantage of the bye week.
That's a no-brainer. They have to do that. Right?
Yeah. So those three guys were out, which means Steve Gregory was back in full pads.
Really?
Yes, for the first time. Wasn't in a red jersey either. He was completely free and clear.
Step in the right direction.
Yep. Trevor Scott, who hurt himself a couple of games ago, hamstring, he's back. Marcus Zusevics. Zusevic, I don't know how you pronounce his name exactly, but the rookie offensive lineman who tore his pec during the combine, he was back out there at practice. Vasante Shenko was back out there at practice again.
He returned last week.
Though, he did,
he?
But he...
But he did not make the trip.
No, because he wasn't eligible.
Right.
So he was out there again, which was another good sign. Tracy White, who hasn't been seen in a long time, was out in just shorts and a jersey. He didn't have a helmet or any pads on, but he was out there taking part a little bit. So very encouraging. A lot more people present than I really expected, because normally the bye week practice, it's kind of sparse. They let a lot of the veterans take the time off, and they take it a little easy. These guys were in full pads, and there almost everybody was there. It was pretty remarkable.
Nice. Okay.
So, and one other note, Brandon Spikes, who was in full pads and told us in the locker room this morning, he's never felt better in his life. He feels like he's 18 again. After stretching, he went back onto the exercise bike and was riding that while the team went in to do individual and position drills. And he, after he got off the bike, he received stretching for the rest of the period with the medical staff. So
interesting.
Maybe he needed a lot of stretching when he was 18. I don't know.
There's a line in there somewhere, and I'm just not going to hit it. I'm just not going to hit it.
John.
Sorry, I'm not going to hit it. Maybe that's just the game show mentality today, but I'm just not going to hit it.
Not here.
Okay. So let's rock and roll. Again, if you'd like to participate, 508-298-0398. Our first two contestants, we're going to welcome into the program Mary Beth from Syracuse, New York. Mary Beth, it's great to hear from you today. How are you?
I'm great. You picked a good day. My doctors are gone, and I got the office to myself.
Oh,
play.
How unbelievable is that?
Nice. Pipe it through the loudspeakers.
That's fantastic. All right, so now you're ready to do this. You, I believe, actually played with us once previously, correct?
Yeah, and I actually told them I have experience at this.
Wow.
game show
experience. Outstanding. Yeah, we need some ballots and some, yeah, there we go.
I was just going to use my notepad, but that's fine. I can use this.
All right. Yeah, see, now all the panelists have their cards. All right, so Mary Beth, your challenger is going to be Matt from Connecticut, who was up first. Matt, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Great. Do you have a clue as to what we're going to try to do here, or do you need a little explanation?
Yeah, an explanation would be great.
Okay. You ever seen the Match Game?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, what it is I will give you a question. You are not going to give what you think is the answer until I ask you specifically for it. For instance, here's just an example. Fill in the blank. Black and blank. All right, so you think of your answer. We let our panelists consider their answer.
I'm writing down my answer.
Yes, right now.
Right.
Everybody's writing down their answer, and when everybody says they're ready, then I will ask you the question again. You give your answer. You try to do what you think, match what you think our panelists will answer.
Right, so you have to try to think the way
we think.
Either I or Matt will think. And if you match one of our answers,
you score.
You score a point.
Make sense?
Got it?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Very good. So, for instance, like if I said black or blank, what would you say?
White.
Okay. See, it's that simple.
And see, I might have said blue.
Black and blue.
So you were thinking the same way.
You know, you would have lost a point there.
There you go.
So you got to think about it. All right. So Mary Beth and Matt are up first. All right. Shall we dance, Maestro? You ready to go? Rock and roll. Here we go with Game Show Thursday, 2012. All right, our first question today, panelists, if you're ready to roll, here we go. Bill Belichick said, I think Tom Brady and Wes Welker are blank. Bill Belichick said, I think Tom Brady and Wes Welker are blank. All right, you got to think about it now.
Writing down my answer is written.
Mary Beth, this is your question, okay? So hang on. This is yours first. Bill Belichick said, I think Tom Brady and Wes Welker are... Hang on. Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right, Eric is dinged in.
Here you go.
I'm dinged in.
Big Matt is dinged in. Kevin is dinged in. All right, Mary Beth, one more time. Here we go. Bill Belichick said, I think Tom Brady and Wes Welker are... What?
A perfect team.
A perfect team. Okay. You should see the stunned looks on faces around here.
Well,
I don't know. Kevin, do we have a reaction from the studio audience on that one? We have any kind of reaction?
Do we have a studio audience?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
I don't think they liked it, Mary Beth.
Well,
no. All right, let's find out. All right, Mr. Scalavino, what do you think,
Mary Beth? What was your answer again?
A perfect team.
Perfect team. Well, I suppose my answer does kind of fall in line with that, but I said Bill Belichick thought they were
dating. Oh, incorrect, but witty and funny. Okay. All right, Mr. LePan, what do you say?
See, he was all business today and, you know, kind of in a good mood, but all business. They're great.
Okay. I think Tom Brady and Wes Welker are what? What was it
great.
Again? Oh, great.
They're great.
Okay.
Simple.
Well, that's
Belichick
close.
Answer.
That's close. Mr. Collins, your answer is?
Lovers.
Ah, I think Tom Brady and Wes Welker are lovers.
We're close.
Okay. Mary Beth, you're 0 for 3 on that one. Sorry. Oh, well, I know.
So you have to kind of think of like a wise ass.
Yeah.
Like I would.
Yeah, just a little bit.
If you want to win this game.
All right, so it's time now, since you didn't score in the opening round there, Mary Beth. Matt, it's your turn. You see how we play this thing now?
Yep.
All right, here we go. All right, the question for Matt from Connecticut is, Gronk said, I feel as if I know it all. A most divine Italian woman taught me how to make blank. Gronk said, I feel as if I know it all. A most divine Italian woman taught me how to make blank.
Ding.
Matt is dinging in. Where's our orchestra?
Mm.
I know. Kevin's got to do 65 jobs in there.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Yes. Gronk said, I feel as if I know it all. A most divine Italian woman taught me how to make blank. One is dinged in.
Yeah, okay.
Eric dinged. Is dinged in.
Yep.
Kevin is dinged in. All right, here you go, Matt. One more time. Gronk said, I feel as if I know it all. A most divine Italian woman taught me how to make what?
First thing I think of is love.
Okay. That's not a bad answer. Make love. Okay, very good. Studio audience, do we approve of that?
The boy, jeez.
Studio audience, a little sleepy today.
Kevin's going to kill me after the show's over. He's like, crap, I'm doing about 65 things in here. Okay. All right, so what do we say, panelists? Gronk said, I feel as if I know it all. Eric, a most divine Italian woman taught me how to make what?
Well, this is the Italian word for babies, bambini.
Bambini.
So I was kind of thinking the way Matt was
Judges,
thinking
what do we say? Is that a good one or a bad one? You think that's
good?
All right.
I think we give
it to
him.
That's an affirmative? Okay.
Where's the check? Ding, ding, ding. There we
go. Okay, all right, there it is.
Need the sound effects to make it official.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, so you matched one there. Mr. LePan.
How to make whoopee. Come on, game show.
Yeah, whoopee. Okay, very good. That's also good. Nice.
He actually nailed mine right on the word. Love.
Love. He says love right on the word. So, Matt, you scored big time on that one. All right, stand by, Matt, because Mary Beth now gets a chance to tie you. But Mary Beth, you've got to match all three on this one. So
I am in trouble.
You got to put your mind right in the gutter with the rest of us. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. Matt in Connecticut has a consuming, commanding lead, but Mary Beth has a chance to tie here in round two. All right. Here are the questions. Here is the question for you, Mary Beth. Let's see. How about this one? What did I do with this one? Oh, here it is. Okay. Ha ha. Mr. Kraft told his son, it's not true that I wanted a daughter. Now shut up and put on your blank.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Kraft told his son, it's not true that I wanted a daughter. Now shut up and put on your blank. All right, think about it.
Oh, boy. You're trying to get me in trouble.
I was going to say, we're all in here trying not to get fired right now.
We mean this in jest.
I know what I want to say.
I know.
We all know what we want to say. It's a full say.
We're kidding, of course. All right, fellas, come on now. Step to it, step to it.
Ding me in.
Ding.
Yeah, ding.
Two dings, three dings.
I'm scared to answer
All right,
this
Mary
question.
Beth. Mr. Kraft told his son, it's not true that I wanted a daughter. Now shut up and put on your...
Skirt.
Skirt. Nice one. Okay. I think the studio audience actually approves of that one in particular. Do they not? Yes, they do. They're giving a huge thumbs up. You've got to match all three in order to stay in the game. Otherwise, Matt wins it. All right, so here we go, Eric. What do you say? Mr. Kraft told his son, and I'm not saying which son. It's not true that I wanted a daughter. Now shut up and put on your...
I went dress.
Judges?
I think we give it to her.
Okay, that's a match. Big Matt, what do you say?
Mary Beth, I'm sorry. I'm killing you. I didn't want to get fired. I said Super Bowl rings.
Super Bowl rings.
You need to put your dress on.
Exact same thing.
My dress is on.
Wow. And Kevin also says Super Bowl rings.
We're not even in the same room.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say thong, but then I decided against it.
No, that would be a little
weird. Yeah. That's kind of where I was going with it, too.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and I get the PFW anyway. So
awesome.
I read you guys every week.
Perfect. Oh, thank you, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, you are a true blue patriot. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for playing the game.
You
it's
guys
always
have a great
appreciated.
Day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Matt, that means you're the winner. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, all right? And I'm going to let Kevin take all of your information. But I want you to stand by because we may have you go for an ultimate prize here. So let me put you on hold, and we'll go that route. At this time, what we need now is one more caller because I've got Brandon in California who's just itching to play. But we need somebody else to jump in here and play this game, all right? So 508-298-0398. Now's your chance. Jump right in on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And if you do so, then we'll match you up with Brandon in California, and we'll see if we can do a little game show Thursday for you. All right, the phone is going, so we got to let Kevin do his business here, and then hang in there. If you're ringing the phone, Kevin will pick it up shortly. Or I can do it for you, Kev, if you want me to. You want me to do that? No, he's got it. Okay, he's got it. All right, so nobody's going to get fired or anything from the job. I'm absolving you of all of your answers and all of your, you know, so hopefully that will work out well for everybody concerned. All right, Kevin's got to do his busy work here. What else do we have? Anything else to report from practice today before we move on here?
There were some only three practice jerseys, practice player of the week. Jerseys, I
Correct.
Should say.
Yeah.
Jeff Tarpinian. Yeah. Little.
He's bounced back and forth how many times from the active roster?
A couple? A couple,
right.
Yeah. Nick McDonald,
yep.
Your versatile backup offensive lineman,
right.
And fullback on the practice squad, James Devlin.
Okay.
Those are your three practice players of last week in preparation for the Rams.
You think Devlin had to have played Steven Jackson to get that? Does he
Probably.
Have the wheels to do that?
Probably. They could simulate it somehow, you know, give him a head start or something. But, and Nick McDonald was a little interesting. I don't know what the correlation was there.
Well, their center's a pretty good player over there in St.
Yeah,
Louis, so.
Maybe.
Maybe he keyed up on Vince all week.
Maybe. I don't know. Locker room was pretty active today,
was
too.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's talking about what they're going to do during the bye. I thought it was interesting.
There's a lot of guys traveling, you think?
Well, it was kind of split. It was half and half. That some guys were staying here.
Some guys just probably want to chill with their family.
Well, it seemed like it split along age demographics.
Okay.
The older you were, the more likely you were to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
The younger you were, the more likely you were to get out of town, beat feet for a few days.
Cool.
Which I don't think is all too surprising.
No, no. Sometimes you have to get away from it in order to really
yeah.
appreciate and get the fresh start next week, and I think that's what everybody's looking for,
yeah.
right? All right, we've got, you know what here? This is really outstanding. First of all, Brandon in California. Brandon, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just, you know, studying for my test right now.
Studying for your test. Where are you a student?
Huh?
Where are you a student?
At Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Glad we can distract you.
Yeah, I'm glad we can distract you. Very good.
That's where
okay.
Willie's from. William McGinnis.
What is your what's your exam in, Brandon?
Right now, English.
English, okay. And what year are you at Long Beach?
This is my second year.
Outstanding. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, believe it or not, we've got an all-California battle here because we're going to match you up with Nick from San Diego. Nick, welcome into the playbook.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Great, great. So we've got Long Beach and San Diego.
Southern
going
California
about,
showdown.
Yeah, about 3,000 some odd miles away from where we are here in Foxborough. How about that? Love and life.
Hell yeah.
All right, so you guys heard, you listened to the first round of the game show. Both of you guys need any brush-ups, or are you ready to go here?
Nah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Brandon, the first question will be yours. So here we go. Panelists, are we ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Yeah, right. Let's go.
Kev, you ready?
Bring
okay,
it.
Buddy. All right, here we go. All right, here we go, Brandon. This is you. Coach Belichick said, I loved a football like for the NFL Network. into football life for the NFL Network. So much so that I'm producing and hosting my own show. It's called Football Is Blank. Coach Belichick said, I loved doing a football life for the NFL Network. So much so that I'm producing and hosting my own show. It's called Football Is
Ding, 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 ding,
blank.
Ding. I'm dinging in already.
Eric is dinging in. Kevin and Matt are thinking it over. Brandon, I hope you're thinking it over.
Brain starter.
Well, it's not rocket science, fellas. Write something down. We have sponsors to appease here. Yes, Coach Belichick said, I love doing a football life for the NFL Network so much so I'm producing and hosting my own show. It's called Football Is Blank.
Ding.
All right, here we go.
Not happy about this.
Brandon, what do you think?
I said the Belichick life.
It's Football Is a Belichick life?
The Belichick life.
Football Is the Belichick life. Okay. Brandon, what are you studying? You're studying English?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to get high?
You probably should be studying math. All right. What do you think, Eric?
Well, I thought this was the most obvious answer of all time.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
it is what it is.
Football is what it is. That's where I was going.
I didn't want to go there, though.
Most obvious answer.
I thought that was very blatantly obvious. I don't know how much more of a softball I could give you on this.
It is what it is.
Football is what it is. That should have been the obvious answer, but no. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having my back on that one. Matt, what did you say?
Football's getting old.
Football is getting old? Come on. There's no way that would ever happen. Kevin, what do you think?
I just wrote football is super.
That's just weak. You
lame-os.
Guys are just lame.
Lame.
All right, Brandon, unfortunately you didn't score in the opening round, but you got another round to go. So hang in there. Stay right there. Nick in San Diego, you ready to rock here?
Yes, sir.
You only need one right now to take the lead, bruh. So here we go. Some things are just impossible, like a football coach asking his players to blank. Some things are just impossible. Like a football coach asking his players to blank. Or asking his players to blank. Or asking his players to blank! Whatever you prefer. Okay?
Ding.
Ding.
Kevin's having the trouble today. He's writing it down. He's scribbling. I'm going to give you the play-by-play. And he's dinging in. All right, here we go, Nick. Once again, some things are just impossible. Like a football coach asking his players to what?
Stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble. That's not a bad answer. That's not a,
not
bad,
a bad answer. Not a bad answer.
Oh, but the crowd does not like that one at all. The studio audience is not going for that.
Not the one I went with.
Big E, what are you saying?
I kind of went straight forward here, and I said asking his players to coach.
That's also a pretty good one. Good answer. Yes, Matt?
Nick and I are right on the same page. Stay out of trouble during the bye week.
Woo! How about that? Very good. Well done.
We all know what happened last
year.
Do
math.
And do math. Asking his players to do math. I was going to say very simply, like a football coach asking his players to lose.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I play a little KISS. Keep it simple,
yeah.
Stupid.
Okay.
You know? All right, but guess what, Nick? You scored one, bruh. All right, so stand by. Brandon, you need one answer to stay in the game and two to take the lead.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he, John?
Come on.
How
can you guys do better
John?
Than that?
Sorry.
Wait, Kevin, where are you?
There's a KFC commercial on. How do you expect me to...
Where are you? Okay, open up your mic.
What?
Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
Thank you very much. He thinks the official's flags are used to blank. Brandon, you remember now, you got to think like these guys think. You need one to tie, two to take the lead. Hang on. They're still thinking it over. There's a ding. There's a ding. And a third ding. All right, here we go, Brandon. Once again, Dub Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he, John?
How dumb is he, John? Sorry,
okay, that's great. You guys are just really clueless here. He thinks the officials' flags are used to what?
I said fight the death.
Oh,
wow.
Well,
hey,
okay.
Getting a little risque on
okay,
us,
that's all right.
Scatological.
It's the internet. How about you? Wipe. Okay. We'll just say wipe. How's that?
Well, okay.
The PFW guys say ass all the time.
Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Well, we've already said it. It's out of the bag anyway, so what the hell? All right. What do you say, Biggie?
I went with the other end of the anatomy. I said blow their noses.
That's what I was thinking. That's the one that I thought. Blow their noses. Yes, Matt. You need two to go.
I didn't want to say it, but since Brandon said it and Kevin said it, wipe his ass.
Ah! All right, Brandon. All right, it's 1-1 the score.
I wrote signal outer space.
Signal outer space. Okay.
Looks like the listeners are right on board with me, and that's not a good thing for you guys.
Okay. All right, well, we're tied 1-1. We're tied at 1. So, Nick in San Diego, if you get one correct answer, my friend, you're the winner. How's that?
Sounds great.
That work? All right, so here we go. Let me get you your next question. Stand by, Brandon. We'll see if it works here. And if it doesn't work for him out, then I have some tiebreaker questions. So here we go. Nick in San Diego, consider this one. Big Vince is going to star in a new soap opera. It's called The Young and the Blankless. Big Vince is going to star in a new soap opera. It's called The Young and the Blankless.
Ding.
You got to match one to win, Nick. Big Vince gonna star in that new soap opera. It's called The Young and the Blankless. Kevin, I think I figured out now why you were follically challenged. You spend way too much time thinking. Yeah, baby. All right, there's a ding. And did you ding, Kev? I didn't see your... Okay, there you go. There's a ding. All right, Nick, here you go. You need one now. Try to think like these guys think. Big Vince is going to star in a new soap opera. It's called The Young and the Blankless.
It's going to be called The Young and the Slowest.
The Young and the what? Say it again.
Slowest.
Young and the Slowest. Okay, I get it. That's not bad. Not bad. I actually didn't have a clue on this one. I was trying to think of it myself, but since I'm the Gene Rayburn, you know, wannabe here, I figured I just wouldn't waste my time or energy. So I'll let you guys do that. All right, Eric. He says young and the slowest. What do you say?
I went with the young and the breastless.
Young and the breastless. Sort of a little play on words. Young and the Restless, which was the soap opera right. Back in the day, right? And you go young and the breastless. I like it. That's a good answer, but wrong. Okay, Matt?
The Young and the Cheeseburgerless.
Young and the Cheeseburgerless.
Sad story.
Okay, but that's not correct. Yeah. All right, Kev, can you match him?
No, I can't. I made up a word and said hungryless.
Hungryless. Okay, well, that was pretty weak, too. All right, so Nick and Brandon, we got to go to the tiebreaker here, okay? So, Brandon, you're going to get the first tiebreaker, and I want you again to fill in the blank and see if we can move on here. Ready?
All right,
Brandon. Brandon, here we go. Fill in the blank. New York blank. Hang on. Don't give the answer yet. New York blank. Think about it. Yeah. The orchestra's getting better. There's one ding.
New York in general?
New York blank. Or New York blank. Ding and ding. Okay. Here you go, Brandon. New York what?
Sucks.
New York sucks.
Sucks.
New York sucks. Okay.
That's such a softball, John.
I know. Well, I would have said New York Jets. That would have been my answer, but that's okay. That's just me. See, my mind is not completely in the gutter. You guys are putting it in the gutter.
I'm not with my answer.
All right. Go, Eric.
I'm a Billy Joel fan.
New York what?
And in light of Hurricane Sandy, what's going on over there, I'm in a New York state of mind.
There you go. All right. That's actually, very well done by you, but it's not a match. Yes, Matt?
I kind of combined yours and Brandon's answers. Jets suck.
New York Jets suck. Okay. But unfortunately, the judges say no. Okay. And Kevin, can you do it?
I said sucks.
New York sucks. Okay. All right, Brandon, you got one. Nick, you need one to tie and stay in the game and send it into double overtime, double secret probation, or two to win this thing and end the misery. How's that?
Bring it on.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Do it.
Fill in the blank. I hate the blank. I hate the blank. I hate the blank. Ding, ding. And here comes
Kevin, as usual.
Yeah, of course. Well, like I said, Kevin's hair follicles are getting in the way. All right, we're ready. Here we go, Nick. I hate the what?
I'm going to keep it simple, stupid, and say I hate the Jets.
I hate the Jets. I think that is keeping it simple, stupid. You need one to tie, two to end this absolute disgrace of a program. Ready? Go, E. What you got?
You're supposed to think like us, not like yourself. And who do I hate more than anybody? Andy Hart. I hate the big head.
I hate the big head.
He knew right when you said it, too. That's the best part.
Yeah. Good thinking, Nick. It's just a little too late on that one. All right, Matt. What do you think?
Nick. My boy.
I hate the Jets.
I hate the Jets.
You're a homer.
Okay, all right, you've tied. Now, if you can match Kevin, you win it. Kevin, it's all up to you, bruh. Oh, he's working something in there. Oh, he's got a
drum roll.
What is it? Reveal.
Patriots secondary.
Oh, wah, 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 wah.
Need a new piece of paper.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, Brandon and Nick, you guys got to go one more round here. All right, so here we go. Brandon, it's back to you. You ready?
Here.
All right. New England blank. Hang on. New England blank. Now, you obviously have several choices here, but you need to try to remember. You've got to match as many of these three chuckleheads as you possibly can. New England? What? Hang on. There's a ding. There's a ding and a ding. Okay, Brandon, I know you're in California. I know you're at Long Beach. I know you're studying for English. But please, help us out here. New England, what?
It's in the weeds right now.
I'd say that. Patriots.
Okay. There you go. New England Patriots. Okay. I think that's probably a good answer, but we'll have to wait and see. Big E, what do you got?
I went with clam chowder.
Yeah, that was the other one I thought about. Yeah, New England clam chowder. All right, Matt?
I'm keeping my negative flow going here. New England weather sucks.
New England weather sucks. Okay.
I figured two California guys. That's a California guy might get that.
Number two. Kev, what did you get?
Patriots.
New England Patriots. All right. So, Brandon, you got one. So, you're still alive here, bro. Nick, you'd need one to tie, two to win. I think you've been in this position before. All right, here we go. And your fill-in-the-blank is red and blank. Red, R-E-D, and blank. Come on, really? You guys are
I'm trying to think of something clever.
Staring
I'm trying to think of something.
Match what Nick would say. You don't have to think of anything clever.
He's supposed to match what we're saying.
We'll try to match him. God. Nick would appreciate
All
it.
All right.
Brandon won't appreciate it, but
ding.
Nick will.
Ding,
ding, ding. Red and... Come on, Kev. Really? You can see the squirrel in his head on the wheel. Okay, he's in. All right,
that's
Nick,
just his hair.
Hey-o.
Red.
It's better than having like red with the squirrel stuff down my shirt.
All right, Nick. Red and what?
Let's go with red and bloody.
Red and bloody. Red and bloody. I was thinking very simply, the Patriots colors, red and blue.
That's what I got, John.
All right, Eric says blue.
Matt, I got red and white.
Red and white and blue.
And you're getting too complicated on us. It's supposed to be quick hits.
Kevin?
I wrote red and
full
blue.
Sentences
red
out
and
there.
Blue. Red and blue. All right, guess what? That means that, Nick, unfortunately, you take it into triple overtime here, but it doesn't work out. But I thank you very much for playing the game.
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
All right, you got it. Thank you. Hey, Brandon.
Yo.
You won, dude.
Yeah, it is what it is.
No way.
You want to get high?
You want to light up for us? Yeah.
You want to get high?
Let's go to the frat house. Woo-hoo. We're going streaking. Yeah.
You're my boy, Blue.
Woo. You're my boy, Blue. That's right.
Then that's when they smoke it.
Okay. All right, so... I love it. I love it. All right. So, Brandon, have you got a couple extra minutes here? Sure you do, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So
yeah.
What we're going to do, hang on a second here. I want to make sure that I double click here.
So Brandon's guaranteed to win a yearbook.
Brandon has
just,
got a yearbook.
Just like Matt does.
Okay.
And now
Matt
we're
in Connecticut
the
has a yearbook.
Whole kit caboodle.
That's right. That's correct. Do I have him double punched in there, Kev?
Now you do.
Now I do? Okay. So I want to bring Matt in Connecticut back up. Matt, you still there?
Matt? Yep, I'm still here.
Matt?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. You ready to go for the grand enchilada?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. So Matt in Connecticut, Brandon in California, you guys are now going to play off for a year subscription to Patriots Football Weekly. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Big
right.
money prize.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go, fellas. Since Matt, you won round one, Brandon, you won round two, Matt, we're going to let you take the first question. Here we
all
go.
Right.
For the whole enchilada, and a question is... Rex Ryan said his team has choked so many big games.
How many games has he choked, John?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sorry, okay, very good. We keep a large supply of blank in the training room. Rex Ryan said his team has choked so many big games. We keep a large supply of blank in the training room.
Yeah.
One ding, two dings, three dings. All right, Matt, here you go. One more time. Rex Ryan said his team has choked so many big games, we keep a large supply of what in the training room?
Chicken.
Large supply of chicken. Large supply of chicken.
Yeah, I got a choking chicken.
Okay.
Sinister laugh back there.
Okay. All right, very good. Eric, what do you say there, bud?
My head's not working too well right now. I went with cough drops.
Cough drops? That's a good one. That's a good one. But the judges say no, thank you.
Yeah.
Matt?
A large supply of tampons in the training room.
Oh!
That's tasty.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think of you, Jets.
Wow. He's not showing his feelings.
I went with snacks.
Snacks.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's exactly. Hey,
that's a good one.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Goddamn
thinking,
snacks.
Yeah,
it's
GD
snack.
Snacks. That's exactly
Let's go
right.
Eat a goddamn snack.
Thank you, Rex. That's right. So that's kind of what I was thinking. But you know, chicken qualifies as a snack, but it is not snack per se. So Matt, unfortunately, I don't think the judges are going to open out. They're not allowing it. So Brandon, here you go. Here's your question for round one. You ready?
Yep.
All right, Brandon. Giselle said.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Tom really loves me, and he does what I ask of him. When I whisper into his ear, he says, blank.
It's a long one.
She said, ew.
I just got that. How sad is that? Giselle said, Tom really loves me. He does what I ask of him. When I whisper into his ear, he says, blank. Ding, ding.
I already dinged.
Oh, you dinged. Okay, good. And three dings. Okay, Brandon, one more time here. Giselle said, Tom really loves me and does what I ask of him. When I whisper into his ear, he says, what?
I'm keeping PG and says, okay.
He says, okay. Okay. Says, okay.
That's lame, dude.
You know, there are many different answers here. You could say, yes, dear. I was thinking, hut, hut. Or I was thinking, ready, break. You know, breaking from the huddle with Giselle.
No. You're way off base here.
You're way off base. All right, Eric, show
I was you. The first thing that popped into my head was a soundbite that we often play on this show from Tom Brady, which goes a little something like this. Everybody sucks but me.
Everyone sucks but me.
Yeah.
That's also true, but incorrect. Okay, Matt.
Brady pitching a 10 backfield.
I'm going with what we were talking about earlier when.
Well, it depends on what Giselle asked him.
Well, she whispered in his ear, so.
I'm going with Wes. Is that you?
Oh! I like
damn.
That might be the answer of the day right there.
I went with. I'll give you the soundbite for what I went with.
Okay. Stand by.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. All right. Well, unfortunately, I don't think the judges know. They're not liking that one, Brandon. Okay. Matt and Brandon, great job. You're scoreless in the first round. So let's see who can get one here. Round two before we do the tiebreakers. All right, Matt, it's back to you. Matt in Connecticut. Here we go. Logan is so dense, even blank can't escape his gravitational pull. Logan is so dense, even blank can't escape his gravitational pull.
Are you talking about Mankins?
Yes.
Not even that bad.
Yeah, it's no, it's not that bad. He's a massive dude. He's a big dude. He's so dense.
He's like the same
I'm not talking about dumb dense. I'm talking
yeah,
about
I know what you mean.
Dense.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Body weight wise. Yeah.
Even blank can't escape his gravitational pull. Now, use your brain on this one, all right? Because it really, you know, I think there's an obvious answer here, but it's just me. All right, Kevin says he's ready.
Hit me with it. Ding.
Not
proud of this one.
I'm not either, but I'll ding in.
Okay.
Come on, Matt.
All right. All right, let's see. All right, Matt, here you go. Once again, Logan is so dense, even blank can't escape his gravitational pull.
I'm going to go big or go home and say the sun.
The sun?
The sun can't escape his gravitational pull. Okay? I was actually thinking, you know, because of where he plays on the line, I was thinking Ryan Wendell can't escape his gravitational pull.
Well, I
no
was...
No one else got that?
No.
I was thinking Solder. I didn't go with it.
Well, Nate Solder would have been a good one, too.
Well, I was going with a teammate, but not someone on the O-line. I was thinking somebody fast, quick, who could get away.
Okay.
So I went with Jeff Demps.
Jeff Demps. Ah, okay. Well... Matt, what did you have?
I went with D-lineman. This one stumped me.
D-lineman? Candace.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Danny Woodhead.
That's also good. It's same idea.
Same
as what
idea,
you had
yeah.
There. Okay. But unfortunately, Matt, it didn't work out. So, all right. So, Brandon, if you match one, somehow, mercifully, this hour is going to be over
Come
with.
Come on, Brandon.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. And then you can tell your English teacher, your English professor, how come you flunked the exam because you want a free subscription to Patriots Football Weekly, okay?
That's like the best.
Done that's what ever.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. Okay. Oh, geez. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Gronk is a fantastic violinist? It's true. But instead of using a bow, he strokes his violin with his blank. Stop laughing.
Oh, boy.
It's not that funny. Eric, just write it, will you? Just please, write. Do us all a favor and write it. We got two dings here. We're still
okay,
waiting on
I
Eric.
I got it.
All right, once again, here we go. Brandon, did you know that Gronk is a fantastic violinist? I'll bet you didn't know that. But it's true. Instead of using a bow, though, he strokes his violin with his...
You should know I got a little wiener.
What do you think, Brandon?
Well, I don't. Can we say that on air?
Well, you can use a euphemism for it. How's that?
He strokes it with his spike.
With his spike. Oh, that's actually pretty clever. That's actually pretty clever. All right. Well, okay. I understand where he's going here. We're gonna have to. The judges don't lower the fans. Who are those guys over there? Okay.
The Peanut Gallery.
Peanut Gallery. They're not as sure they improve.
Guy with no hair hates it.
Okay. What do you think, Eric? He only needs one, by the way.
I actually got to give it to him because I wrote down with his spikes.
Judges, he said spikes, and he said spike. The judges say no.
Completely different.
Different connotation,
he's
right?
Eric is going with football cleats.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I was talking about spiking spikes. The different spikes.
Okay, if that's the genuine.
Yeah, not with the not with the cleats.
That's not what Brandon's going with. Brandon's going with spike, singular.
I'll give it to him if Eric says it's.
I'm going with the spiking the football because he has different types of spikes that he goes with.
I'll give it to him.
Wow. Well, that's it. I mean, Brandon is the winner.
Little Gronks.
Okay. Yeah, he's Little Gronk. I like that one. All right. Very good, Brandon. Congratulations. You have won the you've won the yearbook and you've won the year subscription to Patriots Football Weekly. So that's a good job out of you, Matt. You played an extremely strong game, pal.
Thanks, man.
All right. Appreciate that. Did we get your info, Matt?
Yeah.
You got Matt's. So you got to leave Brandon online.
All right. So we're going to leave Brandon online here. I'm going to put him on hold. And, Matt, thank you very much for playing. Brandon at Long Beach State. Congratulations to Big Brandon for getting the job done and winning our game show Thursday match game.
Who'd have thought when he got
spectacular.
I know.
No kidding. No kidding. First time he said hello to us, we're kind of like, oh, Lord of mercy. Okay. All right. I had a couple of more here. You want me to share with you, or should I just save them for next year?
Save them for a later date.
Yeah, save them for the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. Because
we have a playoff version.
Yes, we will do a playoff version. For those of you that just were thrilled and enthralled and amazed by this
brilliant hour
of radio programming, if the Patriots get a playoff bye, then we will bring back another edition of Game Show Thursday, probably on Wednesday that week, right? Because we like to go in the middle of the week. But we pushed it back because of the schedule this week.
So.
But, yes, we'll bring this back, and we'll give away more prizes, and we'll have more fun, and we'll do it again, right?
Yep.
Okay. Big man, thanks for playing.
My pleasure. It's been great. Playing.
And you had some very witty answers.
Thank you.
Now get back upstairs and do some work. All right? Big E, did we miss anything today before I let you go?
No, I don't think so.
We're all set?
Yeah.
All right. So then once we're through the weekend, we're back on regular schedule next week.
It looks like Tuesday will be a Wednesday.
Okay.
And Wednesday will be a Wednesday, and then we're back in the regular swing.
Tuesday will be a Wednesday. So you'll be here Tuesday?
Probably, yeah.
And then you'll be probably
the rest
off
of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, the rest of the week. I'll be off Monday.
Rest of the week.
Next four days.
Wow,
beautiful
time.
The bye week, yeah.
Double time. All right, well, we'll see you here in the program then.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll step in the playbook again.
All right, what are you doing on your off week?
Chilling. Raking leaves, probably.
Okay. Not going to watch any football?
As little as possible, probably.
Wow.
I'll watch the highlights. I need to get away from it.
Okay.
Well, clear my head.
Maybe make you a better reporter.
Maybe. You saying I need to?
Nope. All right. Thanks,
Big E. All right, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thanks. Hope everybody enjoyed that, but stick around. In the next hour of the program, the one and only Russell Baxter, ProFootballGuru.com. He will join us right here inside the playbook.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G0 19 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's time to go around the NFL with football guru Russell Baxter on Patriots Playbook.
Hour number two, Patriots Playbook, on a Thursday here on Patriots.com Radio. I'm John Rook. Thanks to everybody who took part. Our panelists, our guests, our game show contestants for Game Show Thursday in the opening hour.
I got to let you know, too, when I called Russell, he's like, don't tell me you're going to have me play that crazy game show
again. Oh! Russell, you mean you wouldn't play with us if we worked
absolutely.
It out?
Absolutely. I just didn't know if I was on the docket. I mean, I didn't know if I was Gene Rayburn or Wink Martindale.
No, we wouldn't put you in either one of those roles. I realize that's almost sacrilege to go up against those guys.
I got it. Vanna White.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that to you either. Okay. But, you know, next year what we'll do is we'll arrange it where maybe you have...
He was on last year. I completely forgot we had him on.
We did.
We did, didn't we?
Well, then we should have invited you this year.
But it was a complete waste of his talent.
Well, I saw your tweet, and I said, oh, it's that time. It's the bye week, so it's...
Oh.
Goodbye to the show.
We should have.
Goodbye to the format.
No. We will never leave the format. And you know why? Because I have heard from so many fans, not only via email, but certainly via Twitter and Facebook as well, who love you when you come on every week. They think the info that you provide is...
That's very kind to you. I meant, there goes the football aspect that we're back to being... match game. I still have very partial concentration, John.
Yes, I know.
But concentration right this year because too many people enjoy Russell's segment.
Wasted on. Well, that. Russell, we may try to have to plan on a day then. Once we get to the playoffs, because if the Patriots are fortunate enough to have a bye week, then we've already decided we'll do it again during that particular bye week, and maybe we can glom on your time one afternoon. You can join us for 1 hour, and then we can do the serious stuff in the next.
Absolutely. And you're never glomming on my time. You have no idea how much I enjoy doing this show because we get to talk about football, and it's a dialogue. I'm not yelling at you. You're not yelling at me. Okay?
Well, okay.
I mean, but that's – it's. I always heard it was talk sports talk radio, not sports scream radio.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get screamed at, I'd go to an auction.
Yeah, that's also true. Or go to Fox Sports Radio or something like that.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
But if we do the game show thing again.
Hey, I'm on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh,
I'm everywhere.
True.
Oh, okay.
But if we do the game show thing again, you and I, you know, we can just make a phone call upstairs.
Okay.
And we'll send the craft jet down to grab Russell.
Yeah.
And just bring him up so he can be in studio.
We'll bring you in. How's that?
Oh, that would be great.
See, that would work,
I'm
right?
on my way up Route 1. Now, here I come.
Okay.
I've done the drive, as you well know.
Yes, as many of us have. All right, so let's kind of open up with the fact that this is a bye week for New England. We don't have a game, per se, to play about or to talk about or to even play, for that matter. But I know earlier this week you did a sort of a mid-season assessment of a lot of the teams through Week 8 for one of your entities that you write for the Bleacher Report. And so I saw it, and I actually thought that your grades were pretty much right on. However, as Stephen A. might say, however, after further review, is there anybody that you're from your initial impression that you graded? Is there anybody that you would that maybe after a couple of days' time you'd like to reconsider a grade? And to wit, I'm going to give you the New England Patriots as an example, because at 5-3, it doesn't sound to me like the Patriots probably deserve anything but really a good to even mediocre grade. But when you consider what lies ahead, you might think that they're positioned to make a real run. What do you think?
Well, first I'm going to have to explain to you what those grades are.
Okay.
Those are not midseason grades.
They were grades from last week.
The grades I do for Bleacher Report are game grades.
Right. I knew that.
Right. So in other words, I didn't give the Patriots a high grade for their first 8 games of the season.
Right.
It was strictly based on their performance against the Rams.
The Rams, okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
I might be in the process of doing that. I'm not sure which venue and so on, but you might see something that from me within the next week or so, once every team plays 8 games,
then you'll
and do some sort of grading system.
Mid-season
and
thing.
Stuff. And trust me, I get a lot of, and people are very, very kind with the responses and stuff, but I've actually had to include in the introduction, I'm not saying this is their grade for the year and all that, because, you know, that's a whole different process. And it is funny, the reaction, you know, the best part about that segment is, if your team wins, everybody wants an A+.
Of course.
And if your team loses, everybody wants an F.
Yeah, there is no middle ground. There's no grade.
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny. I mean, I don't know how people handled things in school, but if you got a couple wrong, I would have settled for a B. I was okay with that. All right? I wasn't much for detention and having to, you know, stay after school with an F.
True.
So, but we shall see. If you're asking me assessment of the Patriots' first half, I would say B+.
Okay, but why
that would be the grade I would give them?
Why the plus? Because I'd give them about a B to a B-.
Well, I like to try to take a lot of things into consideration. Not that you don't, and I see what they're trying to do, and I think the effort is there. They still have some young players on defense, so I don't expect them to immediately jump in and become Pro Bowlers. You know, even though it was funny, the opener of the season, what did we see? Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower combining on a score against the Titans.
Right.
So all of a sudden, let's put them in the Pro Bowl. I'm not saying you said that, but in other words, people get very excited after one game. And I'm a little more under, like I said, for lack of a better word, I'm probably a little more of a generous grader because I think I've given one F- this year.
Really?
For a performance.
You gave an F-? Who did you give
an
it to?
F-. That's how it was bad.
Who'd you give it
and
to?
And I think it might have been the Bills against the 49ers. I would have to go back and check.
Okay.
When they lost 45-3 and followed up the New England game by giving up 621 yards of offense. There were a couple other Fs. And so I believe I gave the Jets an F this week. It is what it is. But I would say the Patriots a B+. With the potential, obviously, to be higher. I mean, as you know, we talk about on this program all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 10-6 teams, we've had 9-7 teams. I don't want to say the regular season is meaningless. It obviously isn't. But you know, I was talking about this with someone this morning. Look at the NFC for a second. I'm not going to project who's in the playoffs, but all these teams who have disappointed, say Philadelphia, say Dallas, say New Orleans. It's all possibility they're all going to be sitting at 3-5
mm-hmm.
by the end of this week. I mean, if Dallas loses to Atlanta and New Orleans beats Philly, which are certainly possible because both Dallas and Philly are on the road. You're going to have this logjam of 4-4 and 3-5 teams.
Right.
Now, there's going to be two wild cards. So somebody, I mean, logic and common sense tells you that maybe one of those 4-4s and 3-5s is going to be the fifth or sixth playoff team.
Right.
So it's and as we have seen, get in at 8-8 and beat Denver and beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs last year.
Sure.
Or, you know, beat Seattle and be 7-9 and upset the Saints in the playoffs. So, you know, it's a round robin tournament. Who won the Super Bowl last year? The 9-7 fourth seed. In fact, if you go back the last 6 years, and I know I'm off topic, but so apologize.
It's all right.
You go back the last 6 years, John, six different seeds have won the six Super Bowls. There's been, not in this order, there's been a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, and a 6.
Wow. Now, that's unusual. So it just tells you, it really underscores the fact that as long as you're in the tournament, you got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
I mean, well, look at the Giants last year. They gave up more points than they scored. They gave up 25 points a game during the regular season. I believe they were dead last in the league in rushing. So what they do, they ran the ball in the playoffs. They gave up 14 points per game, and they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all saw that coming, right?
Yep. Yeah, we all saw that coming.
But I'll stick with my B-plus with the Patriots. Obviously, they, you know, can score at will. At times, they've had some trouble in the fourth quarter, as we saw in Seattle and as we saw with the Jets. You know, I think Tom Brady continues to be at the top of his game. I mean, early in the season, they had some offensive line issues, you know, hence the loss to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, could I swagger and you know, change it a little, maybe go to a B? It's possible because the one thing about them, when they win, they usually win big. And when they lose by a point or two.
Right, so they're always in it, right?
You know, I'm going to be curious to see if they get on one of these rolls like they did last year. I mean, if you think about it, this time last year, I believe they were coming off back-to-back losses to the Steelers and the Giants.
Yep.
And were sitting at 5-3.
Correct.
And then they won their next, if you include the playoffs, they won their next 10 games.
That is correct.
So, and the only team that beat them, in fact, you think about it, the last team to beat them in the regular season was the Giants. They won 10 in a row, and then the Giants beat them again in the Super Bowl.
That's right. I think most Patriots fans would also, you know, concur with B to B plus.
Okay.
I tended to go B to B minus overall as a grade, simply because of the expectation that was here with Josh McDaniels coming back in. And clearly the defense has improved somewhat, but perhaps not as much as others, again, might have expected with the personnel that we thought we had. So in that instance, that kind of brought me down almost to the B-minus level. But, you know, anytime you can win by the margins you're winning by and you're in the games, even though you the three games they lost, the Patriots lost those games. I don't really think anybody I don't think anybody beat the Patriots. I think the Patriots had as much to do with beating themselves in those three games, with all due respect, as those teams had in beating the Patriots. So because of that, it just kind of left a little bit of a lower end feeling to the overall picture.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think if obviously their grade's a lot different if that Jet game actually did get away from them, which it really looked like it was going to.
Yeah, it sure
did. You know,
after
McCurdy fumbled that kickoff, I mean, the Jets had all that momentum. And unfortunately for the Jets, and their grade would be totally different, obviously.
Of course.
The Jets opted to play for a field goal. And I think if they would have played for a touchdown and settled for a field goal, I think it might have been a little different. They would have worn down a little more clock and maybe gave the Patriots less time to do a thing. But there's the difference of being, you know, trying to win and not being afraid to lose.
All right, tonight's game, the Thursday night game, is Chiefs at Chargers. Now, other than the fact that it's a traditional AFC/AFL rivalry, can you give me one good reason to watch this game tonight?
Absolutely. If you like sloppy football.
Come on. That's it?
The game.
That's it? Really?
Let me give you a stat. This might be my favorite stat of the week. Okay?
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs have turned over the ball 25 times in 7 games.
Which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Now, let me throw out some other teams in terms of their turnover numbers, okay?
All right.
49ers, 19. Okay?
Mm.
Packers, 21.
Wow.
Patriots, 24.
Yeah. Right.
Now, there's a little wrinkle in there. I hope I got those all in the right order.
Okay.
The number I gave you with Kansas City was 7 games this year. The number I gave you with the other 3 teams is since the start of last season.
Really? Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't think the Patriots had 24 turnovers, but no, hey, I could have missed a few.
Those are the 3 teams I mentioned. They all have played 24 games over that span.
Okay, so they've been averaging.
And have less turnovers than the Chiefs do in 7 this year.
Wow. So that just underscores the Chiefs' problems.
Well, listen, if they were a bakery.
They'd be a turnover.
They'd be tasty cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now let's look at the other side of the ball as well. Let's look at San Diego, which comes into this game, loses a 3 in a row. And, you know, it's ironically the number 6 comes in handy here because the last time these teams played, the Chiefs turned over the ball 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a couple of weeks ago, we saw Philip Rivers himself turn over the ball 6 times. So Philip Rivers has played 23 games since the start of last year and has turned over the ball 37 times. So
grief.
When I say sloppy football, and it's Matt Castle back at the helm today because Brady Quinn is hurt.
Right.
Matt Castle's had his problems as well with turnovers. I'm not sure what we're expecting. I really don't. And, you know, it seems like every time San Diego lines up for one of these games that they're expected to just, all right, well, now we'll get back to 4-4 and we'll be on our merry way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we shall see. I know one thing Kansas City can do. Jamaal Charles is still having a pretty good year. You know, Dwayne Bowes is still a pretty good receiver. I think the Chargers have deteriorated over the last couple of years, losing talent. And some of the guys who used to play for them are elsewhere. You just think alone the year and the production that Darren Sproles gives the Saints and the year already Vincent Jackson's having in Tampa.
Right, true.
And you think that those two guys used to play with Philip Rivers
right.
in San Diego and think where they might be. And that's just the offensive side of the ball, not necessarily defense. So,
right.
You know, San Diego would love to get the sweep. But this could be, speaking of sweeps, by the start of next season, these could be two dramatically different-looking franchises, maybe from top to bottom.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Speaking of Dwayne Bowe, NFL trading deadline's coming up in approximately 36 minutes, extended a couple of days because of Hurricane Sandy and the like. I had a question asked to me last night when I was on NBC Sports Radio about Dwayne Bowe and whether or not he could be a difference maker for a team and put them over the top and make them a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Is he that kind of talent in your estimation?
No, and every time a team thinks it's one player away from getting to the Super Bowl, we know how that works.
Yeah.
Be it Herschel Walker, be it Mike Merriweather, be it Brett Favre a couple of years ago, the Vikings have had a habit of doing that. Have you ever noticed?
Yeah.
They always seem like they're one player away from getting to the Super Bowl.
Sure,
it never turns out to be one player away.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen, he had a dynamite year a couple of years ago. He led the league in touchdown receptions with 15.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Matt Castle had that great run. And that's when the Chiefs were, you know, I'm harping on turnovers a little, but that was 2 years ago. I remember when the Chiefs won the division at 10-6 and committed 14 turnovers in 16 games that year.
Right.
Played really efficient football. And like I said, Bowe and Castle were red hot. I think Castle had 27 touchdowns and only 7 picks
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. But, no, I don't see, I don't know how many wide receivers actually are. And that's not a knock on the position. That's just the way football is played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then again, I'm hard pressed to think if there's ever one player who can just come in to a team and all of a sudden that puts them over the top. I think maybe that works maybe in like basketball or something. I don't know if that necessarily works in football because sometimes by the time that player comes in and starts to gel with the team, it might take 4 or 5 games. And all of a sudden, you're down to the last 3 or 4 games of the season.
Right. All right, within the AFC East division, Russell, Pats and the Jets have the week off, but that means that the other two teams are in action. And the real intriguing one to me is between a couple of teams that nobody thought could be in a playoff hunt, and yet the winner of Miami at Indianapolis this weekend finds themselves squarely in the conversation because they're both 4-3 going in. Who'd have thunk that?
I was writing about that on Cold Hard Football Facts, as a matter of fact. Raise your hand if you had Miami or Indianapolis at 5-3 at the halfway point. Please, let me know.
No, okay, I don't think anybody did. Nobody did in Miami or Indianapolis. They couldn't have.
No, there's no way. And that's, listen, you know, both starting over, literally. You know, both with new head coaches. And in the case of the Colts, which, you know, obviously have had the Chuck Pagano situation, Bruce Arians filling in there for right now, who really would have thought that? You know, here you have a young rookie quarterback, both with rookie quarterbacks, I understand that. But a young rookie quarterback, we realize now how much the Colts gutted that franchise. I mean, there's hardly anybody around. So, you know what's funny, though? The one guy who's still around from all those days is Reggie Wayne. Who's leading the league, I believe, in receiving yards right now? It's Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne. Yep, yeah, 757,
so,
right.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's probably surprises a lot. It certainly surprised me. I thought he was going to be one of those people that maybe goes off with Peyton Manning somewhere, but they've all kind of gone off their merry way. And, I, you know, talking to a lot of people before the season, I know a lot of people were higher on Robert Griffin III's rookie year than Andrew Luck's rookie year. Not, you know, saying one better player was better than the other, just because of the talent surrounding them. So I'll be honest with you, I am surprised that the Colts are 4-3. And the way Miami started the year against Houston, you know, they got drubbed in the early day, but they really haven't played a bad game since. And last week, you know, the Jets are supposed to be a team that's, you know, pretty decent on special teams. There wasn't much that couldn't go wrong for them last week. And that was a lot of hustle on the Dolphins' part. The Dolphins blocked a field goal. They blocked a punt. They caught the Jets napping on an onside kick. And they did that last week when they lost their quarterback. Ryan Tannehill went down and Matt Moore came in. So kudos to Joe Philbin. Kudos right now to Bruce Arians and the Colt organization. You want to talk about a coin flip. This is really a toughie. I think Miami plays better defense. I think Indianapolis maybe has some better ways to score, although I think Kobe Fleener is out for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Who was obviously one of Andrew Luck's favorite targets, although, like I said, him and Reggie Wayne have been. You know, it's funny. Him and Reggie Wayne this year have been very much like Cam Newton and Steve Smith last year. That veteran with the rookie and that veteran coming back and having a dynamite year, Pro Bowl type year for Reggie Wayne.
Right.
So I don't know necessarily winner wise, but boy, I'll tell you, I know Houston's the prohibitive favorite, I know, in the AFC South. And New England, I still think, is the favorite in the AFC East. But whoever wins this game obviously is not going away at the halfway point.
Speaking of the Texans and the AFC South, I give the Bills two shots this weekend, slim and none.
Well, I think these two teams have something in common, though.
Okay.
Well, maybe not. I can't tell if the Texans actually miss Mario Williams, who's now with Buffalo. And I actually can't tell, because I think the Bills miss Mario Williams.
They do.
Even though he's on the team.
Yeah, I know. That's been the big problem.
I just can't get over the fact that the Buffalo Bills, in the four games, that now they spent a lot of money on that defense, free agency. Dave wants that, the coordinator. This is a mind-boggling number. In the four games that the Bills have lost this year, John, they've given up 180 points.
Ooh.
There are some teams in this league that haven't given up 180 all season. Okay, I mean, that's just, I mean, think about it. 48 to the Jets, 52 to the Patriots, 45 to the 49ers, and 35 2 weeks ago when they played the Titans, who the Bills helped revive Chris Johnson's career all in the span of 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, both these teams coming off a bye. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be bye-bye to the Bills. You know, Houston, when last we saw them, they were coming off that Packers loss, which I think stung a little. You know, it's a team that's on Sunday Night Football at home, and they're undefeated, and they got lit up by one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We understand that. But, boy, did they take it out on the Ravens in a big way. They beat them offensively, defensively, and special teams, 43-13. Houston's a power. You know, it's a ways down the road. Really looking forward to Houston and New England when those two teams square off in about a month or so.
Yeah, that's right, next month. Speaking of those Ravens, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday. They're 5-2 as, you know, we go into week 9 here, and certainly it sounds like they're okay and they're in pretty decent shape, but with the injuries they've had, the beating they just took, and they go on the road to play at Cleveland, which certainly, you know, could be somewhat emotional as well for several sides. I don't know, is this a must-win for Baltimore at this stage of the game, considering the difficulty of their schedule down the stretch?
Well, they had that stretch coming up where they play the Steelers twice in 3 weeks.
Right.
Now, of course, they swept the Steelers last year, so that's the reason they won the division. But this is, I think this is a tricky game because the Browns can run the football with Trent Richardson.
Yeah.
And when would we ever thought we could hear that the Baltimore Ravens could not stop the run? They followed up those two games that they won by giving up over 200 yards rushing. When they played the Texans a couple weeks ago, they gave up 180. So then three games, they've given up 180, 200, and 200. And this is more of a this is almost a historical perspective stat, but John, you'll understand why I'm throwing it out there. The year the Ravens won the Super Bowl, which was, I know, 12 years ago, but it featured one of the great defensive performances for a season of all time. I think you would agree with that.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
In 16 games that year, the Baltimore Ravens gave up 970 yards rushing. In seven games this year, the Ravens have given up 1,000 yards on the ground already.
Wow, in less than half the time. Shows you how far away they are.
Yes, and it shows you, again, they beat the Chiefs and gave up, what, 214. They beat the Cowboys and gave up a team record 227. But they got really pounded in Houston. And if Trent Richardson runs like he did last week, like he did against San Diego, and we're starting to see, you know, he's become a very vital part of that offense with the Browns. You know, when these teams played earlier in the year, it was in Baltimore was a quote unquote full strength for the most part.
Yeah,
they struggled with him on a Thursday night.
Sure did.
In Baltimore, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Cleveland knocked them off. Not surprised once a bit.
You know, there are a bunch of games this week, Russell, with teams that are, you know, sort of in that netherworld of 3-4 wins. Bucks are playing against the Raiders. Both teams have 3 wins. Vikings playing the Seahawks. Vikings are 5-3. Seahawks are 4-4. I want to focus for a moment, though, the Sunday night game. Cowboys are 3-4, and they get the only undefeated team left, the Falcons, 7-0. Now, I don't know if this is a true test of the Falcons' worthiness as, at least record-wise, the best team in the NFL. But wouldn't this game, don't you think this game perhaps stands as more of an indictment on really whether or not the Cowboys need to be thinking about making some changes themselves?
Well, the good news for the Cowboys is that they're not playing at home.
Yeah, and, because that's not been a home field advantage for them at all.
Oh, not at all. In fact, let me tell you how bad it's been. I know they beat the Bucs earlier this year, but they just got done losing to the Bears and the Giants at home. In three home games this year, the Dallas Cowboys have turned over the ball 14 times.
Ooh, wow.
And 12 of them are from their quarterback, Tony Romo.
I was just going to say, 12 of them had to be picks, right?
Fumbles.
Yeah, right.
And just for extra measure, 3 of his 10 picks have been returned for touchdowns.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's not exactly the friendly confines. I think it's just too many distractions.
It's such a beautiful stadium.
Too many distractions.
There's so much to do there that if the game does get out of hand, obviously there's other things to keep you preoccupied.
Well, it's clear the players are taking advantage of that because the game gets out of hand, they're off doing other things. They don't get back in it.
You know, it's never a good sign at the 2-minute warning when you have to page some of your players because they're off at the snack bar.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, it's a beautiful stadium, by the way. It's monstrous. It's huge.
Yep.
But, you know, you look at the Cowboys this year, and it's, listen, their biggest win of the year came at the Giants. It's
right.
Almost as if they seem like they're a little distracted, for lack of a better. I'm not the first person to say that, and I won't be the last. But, you know, it's really odd. Maybe you can explain this. Why is it that nobody, for the most part, has a definitive home field advantage in the NFC East? None of those four teams are overpowering.
Great
home team.
Honestly, when a team doesn't have an overpowering advantage at home, I think it's because there's just too much parity. I mean, these teams are all equal, and certainly equality and parity wins out over home field advantage. Mm-hmm. I think teams that are built for the long haul, that are built strong, that have a decided advantage over the opposition, obviously play very well at home because, you know, for whatever reason, but they're just, it's call it familiarity more than anything else.
It comes a lot with game plan as well.
Yeah,
and, you know, I think, you know, the one thing about the Giants, they're terrific on the road. The Giants are really good on the road. Philly just happens to be better on the road. You know, the Redskins, you know, a couple weeks ago, they finally snapped an 8-game home loser. It's just an oddity, I think, more than anything else, that these teams in the – and listen, you know, a lot of their game plans in that division are portable. So, I mean, they can take those game plans anywhere. It's certainly understandable. It's almost, to me, the pressure to win in that division. And, you know, whether, listen, it's a matter of opinion, but the NFC East in some ways has been the glamour division in the league for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's had its share of Super Bowl champions. It, you know, it's, it has some of the marquee franchises in the league. There are a lot of national fans of the Cowboys and the Redskins, and obviously the Giants speak for themselves, and to a degree the Philadelphia Eagles, who've been prominent for over a decade with Andy Reid. I think sometimes the pressure to win at home, because you're expected to, you know, maybe it catches up with you a little.
I do want to touch on the Steelers at the Giants. Great intersectional game. The Steelers are clearly a team the Patriots have to keep an eye on, just because they're 4-3 overall. And the Giants, a team that the Patriots and Patriots fans will undoubtedly keep an eye on, because, well, the Giants look like they could be the best team in the NFC, or certainly giving Atlanta and or San Francisco a run for their money. So in this particular instance, the Giants actually get a chance to play at home in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and it appears that things will be okay for, you know, fans and such, perhaps by Sunday to get there. I'm wondering, though, with a big natural occurrence like what we saw happen over the last week, if that isn't still a distraction of some kind.
It might be. And, you know, this is, you want to talk about one of those glamour matchups. You know, you got two teams here whose history, you know, there's a lot of parallels between the Mara family and the Rooney family.
Sure, history, right.
You know, these are old school franchises. You know, the Giants in their history have won 8 titles. The Steelers have won 6, all Super Bowl titles. And think about it. What have we seen in 5 of the last 7 years? Either the Steelers or the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, both of these quarterbacks, well, you know, well, actually, yeah, I should say quarterbacks, but, you know, since we like to attach labels, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's won a pair of rings. Eli Manning's won a pair of rings. Ben Roethlisberger's also taken the Steelers to a 3rd Super Bowl over this span. So, And you draw those parallels because, as people well remember, you know, Eli Manning was the first overall pick in the 2004 draft. Obviously, the trade, you know, from San Diego to the Giants, but Ben Roethlisberger was the 11th mm-hmm. overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, them and Phillip Rivers, you know, make up that great quarterback class. Though I feel sorry for the 4th member of that class, everybody kind of forgets about, who was J.P. Lossman, who was always also taken.
Wow.
And obviously his career does not mirror these guys whatsoever. Even Phillip Rivers, I know, hasn't won a Super Bowl, but certainly, you know, put the Chargers in the playoffs 4 straight years and, you know, got within a game of the Super Bowl, you know, that one time. So quite the class in 2004. And again, you know, Steelers, Giants, old school type of rivalry. To me, the Giants are interesting because they seemingly can turn it on and off anytime they want. And they will be turned on this week because, you know, this Giant team knows how to win games. And they're pretty cognizant of the fact that the team that they're playing this week is built of the same cloth. And you know, 2 excellent head coaches. Just a hunch here that the Steelers come away with this win. Ben Roethlisberger has played very, very good football this year. 14 touchdowns, 3 picks. You know what's interesting? You know, we talk about Mike Wallace, and we talk about Antonio Brown,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about Emmanuel Sanders, and they certainly get their share of catches. But did you know, John, that 9 of Ben's 14 touchdown passes have actually gone to the tight ends and the running backs?
Wow. Wow. I'm not shocked by that, just because,
right.
Just because of what has availed of him in terms of the personnel issues that Pittsburgh had going into the year. But he's taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. And they look like they were in for a long year, and it was funny how things just kind of clicked. They were at Cincinnati on a Sunday night a couple of weeks ago, down 14-3 in the second quarter. All of a sudden, they made a couple of plays. They went up winning that game. They were very impressive last week against the Redskins. You know, it's funny because the Steelers, you know, sometimes Ben looks like a little helter-skelter running behind that offensive line. 7 games this year, the Steelers have only turned over the ball 6 times, which I believe is tied for the fewest in the league right now. So they played a little more efficiency, and every team has their share of injuries. They've been a lot of issues on the offensive line. They've been down to 3 or 4 running backs. But funny enough, the 3rd-string running back, Jonathan Dwyer, back-to-back 100-yard games for this team.
That's exactly right. Well, Russell, we get a chance to, or at least in New England, for the Patriots' point of view, we get a chance to actually watch a little football and enjoy it, which I know you do every week. And we'll try this again next week, and we actually have a game to talk about when the Patriots get a chance to entertain the Buffalo Bills here next week.
Well, I already can't wait for that one because I know one team's going to get up 21-0, and then I know that team will lose. Yeah. The only way it works in that series.
That's
either 21-0 or 21-7.
21-7.
Whoever gets up that big, you can turn off the TV because they're bound to just let it get away from them.
First team to 21 loses.
Yes.
Right?
Sounds like a T-shirt to me.
Yeah, I think that's probably correct.
You know, between our broadcasting career and this clothing line I'm talking about, John, I told you, you and I need to talk.
I think we need to, let's bang heads on this one. Talk to you next week. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, John. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Russell. Russell Baxter, ProFootballGuru.com, Bleacher Report, ColdHardFootballFacts.com. Guy knows it all. He knows his stuff, and we're glad we have him in the playbook every Thursday. All right, you want a quick break, Kev? Let's do it. Let's do a break since we've only gotten one in today. Make the sponsors happy. We're going to come back and put a wrap on this one. If you have some questions, comments, criticisms, concerns, we can continue the mid-season grade point of view that Eric and I started yesterday here on the program. If you didn't get a chance to offer your mid-season grade on the Patriots offense, defense, special teams, and overall, email webradio@patriots.com. The Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. John.Rook on Facebook or at JRook0722 on Twitter. Ready, set, go.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock now. Remember, we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance with over 100 ASC certified master technicians on staff. Utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, plus easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out the everyday low prices on Bridgestone tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. This approval is solely for the purpose of evaluating compliance with Bridgestone's co-op policy. This approval does not in any way constitute, and Bridgestone expressly disclaims, any legal opinion or representation that the ad complies with any applicable laws, rules, or regulations.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson, and you're listening to Patriots Playbook on Patriots.com Radio.
Thanks, Steve. We're going to wrap up the playbook here momentarily. In the meantime, quick chance for you to jump into the program. Webradio at Patriots.com. 508-298-0398. The Ace Ticket Hotline, John Dot Rook, R-O-O-K-E on Facebook, at JRook0722, Twitter. Where did it go now? Oh, goodness gracious, where did it go? Here we go. Aha. Keith sent me this on Facebook. I thought I'd share it with you here a little bit, because Keith is one of those guys who's part of the UK Pats that turned out and forced last Sunday for the big win over St. Louis in London. And he says, we had some of our American members in our seating area, including the infamous Fitzy. I didn't know that American fans don't sing, only chant. So when we all burst into song, our colonial cousins looked a bit perplexed, but soon joined in with the more innocuous ones. Then came one of the one that some of the UK Pats have been working on in secret, sung to the chorus of Andy Williams' Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. I'm not going to repeat the lyrics. You're just going to have to go on to the website. He says, the Americans' jaws hit the floor the first time, as did mine. The next time round, they were laughing hard, and the third time it rang out across the pitch. They were singing as hard as the rest of us. Love how the Brits still refer to it as pitch, even though in American football, Keith, it's gridiron. It's not the pitch. It's the pitch for your version of football. Our version of football, it's gridiron. Or field, or something like that. But pitch? No, that's soccer. He says, I can't sing it. I'm not going to sing it. We were all pretty noisy. Some of the UK Pats who were seated on the other side of the pitch, there's that word again, said they could hear us all the way off. We also had a UK Pats flag and banner that got quite a bit of exposure as CBS kept showing us. I did see that, by the way, Keith. I did see it. Perhaps they couldn't believe that they were what they were seeing and hearing. You guys represented very well. Love to have that kind of enthusiasm for some of our games here at Gillette. I'll put it to you that way. Be nice to have that kind of a flavor. So, anyway, Keith, good stuff. Thanks for sharing. UK Pats, keep it coming. I think that's the best way to go about it, without a doubt. A couple of emails to share here with you momentarily. Webradio at Patriots.com. F.E. F.E. says, all right, here's my midseason grades. He says, offense B+. Defense gets a D+. Special teams gets a C. And overall, a C+. Underrated, underappreciated, and under the radar, two players he lists, Danny Woodhead and Rob Ninkovich. Two players that certainly got prominent notoriety yesterday when we talked about, you know, your underrated Pats player of the year thus far. Both of those players certainly figured into that discussion somewhat prominently. So did Kyle Love. So did Ryan Wendell. I don't think you could go wrong with selecting either of those four players. But Woodhead and Ninkovich here says F.E., and he gives the offense a B+, the defense a D+, and overall a C+. So it looks like he just kind of split the difference between the offense and defense grades. You know, C+ is fine. I actually think that's a little bit on the low side. I would tell you, like I said earlier with Russell, I tended to go B to B-. And I think B- only because the Patriots really... Pardon me a second. I know. I caught a little frog in the throat there.
That's what that button's designed for.
Yeah, I know. Cough.
Those other knuckleheads at noon would just be like...
Yeah, and going all over it, right? Now I lost my thought process. What was I saying? Good Lord. I'm totally brain dead.
Making fun of me because my hair.
Yeah, well, that's true,
too.
You
got the hair.
Yeah, I have the hair.
No memory.
And no memory. I know. Isn't that great? Okay. Oh, I was talking about the grades. Okay. I thought that B- only because, thank you very much, the Patriots' wounds were self-inflicted in the losses that they've had thus far. So because it was self-inflicted, I'd almost tend to grade them higher if a team had taken it from them rather than the Patriots giving it up, if that makes any sense. It may not make a lot of sense to you, but that's kind of how I reason it. Tim in Baltimore sends this one, a sort of a theoretical question. See if you can help me out with this one, Kev. He says, I have a question about playoff seedings if a possible but unlikely scenario arises. Ravens have already beaten the Pats. Pats have beaten the Broncos. And the Texans have beaten the Ravens. Pats still play the Texans, and the Ravens still have to play the Texans. So what happens if the Pats beat the Texans, the Broncos beat the Ravens, and all four teams end up with the same record? He says, Ravens will have the tiebreakers over the Pats. Broncos and Texans have the tiebreakers over the Ravens. Pats would have the tiebreaker over the Broncos and Texans. Who gets the top seed? Oh, good Lord. That made my brain hurt just reading it. The next tiebreaker then, I believe, goes to, if those teams all ended up tied, wouldn't it go to conference record in this instance?
I think so.
I think it would go to best record within the conference, Tim. And I think whoever ends up with the top record.
If you go to NFL.com.
They do have a scenario, don't they?
Tiebreaking procedures, all one word.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. They have. And I mean, you and I could sit here literally for an hour.
And read it.
It's a massive page. With
yeah.
And it has pretty much a
every scenario
for everything. So I think the smartest thing for you and I to do here with 8 minutes left in the show is probably refer him to that as opposed to us reading through
I'm not gonna read it.
This stuff.
I'm not going to read it. It makes my brain hurt just thinking about it.
NFL.com/tiebreaking procedures, and you'll see how the, you know, you can pretty much plug in any scenario, and you're going to find a way out of it.
So, but in Tim's scenario, it would appear, and again, I'd have to look at the schedule to see if all of this is accurate, but I'll take Tim's word for it here. The Patriots would have, they would not have it over the Ravens, but they would have it over the Broncos and Texans.
So I think what applies here is, so head-to-head, if applicable.
Right. But if they're all with the same record and they've all kind of beaten up on one another.
And I'll keep going here.
Yeah.
Best one-loss percentage in games played within the conference. So
right.
That's number two.
That's conference record, okay.
Best one-loss percentage in common games.
Common games.
They have to have a minimum of four.
Four common games, which I think they would.
So that's three. The fourth one is the new category that they created a few years ago called Strength of Victory.
Right, right.
And then number five is Strength of Schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, best combined ranking among conference teams in points scored and points allowed. I mean,
wow.
I mean, we can go
now
all the
we're
way down,
really getting down.
And then all the way down to number 11, which is basically a non-existent scenario. They have coin toss. Which, you know, God forbid it ever came to
right.
that.
Right. No, they'd find a way to break it, I think, before they got there.
But they have 10. I mean, it goes down to best net points in conference games, best net points in all your games. You would have to literally score the same amount.
Yeah.
You know, that's just never going to happen, you know?
No.
So they account for all that. So it's NFL.com/tiebreaking procedures, and you'll find all that stuff.
All right. Tim, I hope that helps you. But it sounds to me, based on your scenario, that it would probably come down to best conference record. And that's the number two tiebreaker. So we'll keep an eye on that. And obviously, as we get into the second half of the season, and I would say after Thanksgiving, I think most football fans realize, pro football fans realize, that playoff football kind of starts Thanksgiving Day. Because, you know, not only does the weather turn and not only are the holidays starting to, you know, get into our mindset, but you're talking about games in December when the weather can be miserable outside and the games really mean something because you're getting late in the regular season. And so I'd say we're probably 4 weeks away from turning our attention to include the word playoffs. Playoffs? Playoffs? Love Jim Mora. So we're probably about 3-4 weeks away from really considering that. And I think that what we'll do is once we get to that stage of the season, every week when we get to, you know, talking about, you know, what the seedings might be, what the standings are, what kind of a game lead you have in your division, who leads the wild card race, whatever, we'll kind of do a playoff update for you as part of our program you know, at least once or twice a week here in the playbook, just so you could kind of get a lay of the land and feel like where, you know, the Patriots and the Chief competition, where they are and where they may be headed.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Thank you, Coach Mora. One of the all-time great sound bites maybe in NFL television history when he was the coach of the Colts. So we'll include the playoff scenarios starting here in about 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll go from there. But at least in your scenario, it would appear that the conference record would end up being your overall tiebreaker. So hope that helps you. You know, I have to admit that there are two things I like, or there are a couple of things that I like and a couple of things that I don't like about the bye week. Number one, it's always more fun when we're playing games, and I don't think anybody will argue that point. But realizing that this team, you know, needs a break, all teams need a break, it doesn't come at a better time than smack dab in the middle of the season. You've played 8 regular season games, you have 8 more to go, and hopefully you have, you know, at least 3 or 4 more to go thereafter. But where the Patriots are concerned, we've seen the offense begin to pull it back together after trying to, you know, institute a different look, a 2 tight end set. We've talked a lot about it this far. And then with Aaron Hernandez getting hurt, bringing really Wes Welker back into the offensive game plan picture, that has worked well to the point now where it's caused them some problems, but we've seen now with Hernandez out again, resting his ankle, that Welker is much more of a focal point of the offense, and this team seems to be much more relaxed and efficient on offense when they have Welker a part, a key part of what it is they want to do when they have the ball. I'd be stunned if they differed from that now at the midway point in the season. You know, I think we'll see some 2 tight end sets when Hernandez comes back because he's an incredible talent. But I don't think we'll see the metamorphosis, if you will, of, you know, 2 tight ends, the emphasis running the ball, using, you know, Hernandez over Welker in the lineup like we saw early in the year. I don't think we're going to see that. Because I think this team now, and I think Josh McDaniels probably realizes now, this is who this team is. And they're going to continue to hope for improvement from the defense. They've got statistically some measured improvement over a year ago. There's no question about that. We've seen the improvement from the front 4 in rushing. We've seen the improvement from the front 7 in playing against the run. We've even seen some linebacker blitzes. And you can make a point that, you know, a guy like Brandon Spikes is playing as well as he ever has and certainly will be a key cog in that defensive effort in the second half of the season. But the Patriots are going to go about as far as they can go based on the defense and whether or not the secondary can hold up. Now, getting Steve Gregory back into practice, which he was returning today, certainly will only help the depth situation and maybe allow Devin McCourty to not have to play as much safety, although I would argue that might actually be his better position. Again, just a thought, just an opinion. But versatility will be key, staying away from further injuries, and sometimes we all know that's not avoidable. That will also be key. And you've got to put heat on the opposing quarterback because then you guys just simply don't have to guard the yard as long as they would if there's no rush on the opposing quarterback. So those are the things that I'll be looking for. I do expect this offense to continue to perform at the top peak, leading the NFL in scoring and in total yards after 8 weeks of the season as we head into here into week 9. And I expect the defense to certainly be at least middle of the pack statistically, which roughly they are in the NFL. And if they can do that and we can get a little bit of improvement here and continue to force some turnovers and not shoot yourself in the foot and not, for lack of a better phrase, choke it up in the fourth quarter. Because the Patriots, until this last week, had some problems. We all know they're well documented in the fourth quarter of games in holding on to leads. 3-game stretch there where they were outscored 34-6 in the fourth quarter, right? Well, if they can turn that around a little bit, then frankly, I think the table can be set for running that table. I said yesterday on the program, I think the Patriots will go 7-1 in the second half based on the schedule and based on the momentum I see after this past week's game. I don't see any reason to change that. 8-0 is a possibility, but I think 7-1 will happen. Mark it down. Not sure where the 1 will come from, but at 7-1, that would put them at 12-4 overall, certainly it'd put them as the AFC East champs, and I think it'd have them in the hunt for a first-round bye. In the hunt. But a lot of that is contingent upon what happens with Baltimore especially, and perhaps a little lesser so what happens with Pittsburgh. And both of those teams are on action this weekend. So if you spend any time watching games this weekend, which I know you will, you want to keep an eye on the Ravens. You definitely want to keep an eye on the Steelers. And certainly you got to keep an eye on the Miami Dolphins. If you're not watching the Buffalo Bills, that's who the Patriots play next week. But the Dolphins and the Colts, both 4-3. Don't go to sleep on them. Okay, we have Football Nation coming up next right here on Patriots.com radio. We're back same Pat's time, same Pat's channel next Tuesday for our next edition of Patriots Playbook right here, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I hope you'll be with us. And we'll talk about the Buffalo Bills. We'll begin to look at the Buffalo Bills as the second half of the season officially kicks off for those Pats. Have a great football weekend, everyone. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, 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 I get a good feeling, yeah. Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grab us in the bucket. Can't have me. Tuesday through Thursday, hear from NFL experts on Patriots Playbook.
Pleased to be joined on the program now by Jim Nance from CBS Sports, the senior editor for NFL.com. Vic Carucci, welcome onto the program. Ron Jaworski, Phil Simms from CBS, joining us here inside the Playbook. Kenny Albert, who of course calls the play-by-play for the Fox Television Network.
All right, we're pleased to be joined now by Dan Dierdorf, CBS analyst.
Randy Cross joins us here inside the Playbook.
Patriots Playbook with John Rook, Tuesday through Thursday at 2.